It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. You know, on this broadcast, we cover a lot of events, but I have a policy. I don't do golf tournaments. I make one exception a year. She's here now. Her name is Sharon Lee. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you so much.
You look healthy. You look good. How do you feel?
I feel great.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about you, then we'll get into the event. We got plenty of time today. Let's talk a bit about your background. Remind people a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am an ovarian cancer survivor. That's to start with. And this is why I started the organization for ovarian cancer research, because of the fact that I was saved by early detection ovarian cancer, and there isn't any early detection out there as a rule. There's none.
When were you diagnosed?
6 years ago.
All right. Tell the story, please.
Okay. My sister was diagnosed with ovarian cancer 15 years ago. When she was diagnosed, she told me, here's three tests that I didn't know about, and I want you to start getting these exams. So I did, which was a pelvic ultrasound, a CA-125 blood test, and what was that? I shouldn't be forgetting that one, should I? Anyway, there's three of these tests. So I got all three of them for 8 years, had a clean bill of health for 8 years, and at that last exam, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in the first stage, which it never happens.
And your reaction to that news?
Was that I didn't believe it. It was hard to believe.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a hard one to take.
Even though with your sister?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. With my sister, yeah. And there was no ovarian cancer in our family whatsoever. So as far as anything hereditary, there wasn't any. It came out of nowhere with her, and then I was diagnosed 8 years later.
So even though your sister had it, you were still surprised that when you were diagnosed with it,
yes,
Sharon?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. And then, so what happens after diagnosis?
That's surgery, chemotherapy, for about 6 months, and then your recovery time, and then you spend the next 5 years literally living in fear that it might come back again.
Right.
And, of course, since mine was found in the first stage and that almost never happens, I'm healthy. I don't have ovarian cancer anymore. So.
But that's because your sister nudged you.
Nudged me. She nudged me. She said, get these tests. Don't let this happen to you.
Right. And so how is your sister today?
My sister passed away. I'm sorry. Dave's not holding up together right now. I'm doing better than you are, Dave. No, she passed away about 10 years ago. And I was diagnosed 4 years after she passed away.
Okay. All right. And that led you to form the organization?
Yes, it did.
All right. Tell that story, please.
How that came about was the first two or three years, I lived in denial. I didn't want to go back and revisit what a nightmare that was. And then after a couple of years, I started thinking, there's a reason. She passed away and I survived, and I need to do something about that. And that was why I decided to form the Ovarian Cancer Research Organization. I contacted Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles and asked them if they would work with me on that. They let me tour their research center, and I was very impressed with it. So I said, okay, maybe I'll try a golf tournament, which I had never done before and did not realize the challenge that was laying ahead of me. And I have gotten a tremendous team together, my committee members. They come from various areas. That's probably not the word I'm looking for, but their talents are diverse, and we came together and formed this this committee, and now we have this golf tournament with a lot of great support from local vendors.
Well, why a golf tournament?
I didn't know what else to do.
Okay.
So I thought, a golf tournament sounds good to me, and I don't even know how to play golf.
Well, it must have worked.
It's working. It's great. We're having it at the Monarch Dunes, and we've got, like I said, a great support. We have wonderful gifts that we're giving away from the local merchants. Monarch Dunes has they've just offered. They have they've been such a tremendous support to us. But we do need, though, some more teams. Maybe we can push that a little bit.
Absolutely. Sharon Lee on this broadcast. What's your website, by the way, Sharon?
It is www.ovariancancer-detection.com.
And the last name is spelled L-E-I-G-H.
Yes.
When is the golf tournament?
June 29th.
All right, so you got a little bit of time now.
Yep, a week and a half.
All right. So how can people sign up?
They can go on my website. And there is a phone number there. The person to contact is Sylvia Dodd. And along with going onto that website, there are registration forms. They can print those out and send them in, and Sylvia will take care of them.
What's the fee?
$150, and that includes a dinner,
right,
a banquet. Great auction items. They're absolutely, if you like to fly in a fighter jet.
Give me some of the auction items.
That's one of them.
Okay.
It's great. It's a mock fighter pilot trip. If you want to get up in the air and be a World War II fighter pilot, you get to do that. Wow. Or drive in an Indy 500 race. That's one of them. For women, this is a shopping spree of Bloomingdale's in Los Angeles.
Well, you never know. Women may want to fly the plane or
I'd
do
like
Indianapolis
to.
500.
I would like to fly that plane. I think it sounds like fun.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not a really extreme sport person, but that really sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Hmm. So how does this whole experience change your perspective towards life? I mean the cancer, not being on this dumb show with me.
Well, being on this show is a lot of fun too. It's given me a reason to live and to try to help other women.
But you didn't have that before?
Well, yes, I do, because I have a couple of other things that I do also. But this was the first time my health was involved in it.
Mm.
But I do have a couple of other very strong issues where I help internationally.
What's the deadline for getting involved with the golf tournament?
I would say one day up to the tournament.
And you can sign up through the website?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you need other prizes?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. We could use a lot more. But
see, I don't know if I got anything that can compete with the plane or
a New Orleans trip, a Costa Rica trip.
Those are pretty high-end stuff.
That's pretty high-end stuff.
You know some good people.
I do. A week, 8-day stay for 20 people. No, I'm sorry. I got two of my events confused. It's an 8-day stay with a French in a French villa for I think it's 8 people. 1 week stay, yeah, for 8 people.
So the money that's raised, Sharon, how will it be used?
For research for ovarian cancer.
I mean, so does it go to a specific organization?
Yes, it goes to Cedars-Sinai. Uh-huh.
Right.
100% of the monies collected is directed to the research center. There's no administrative fees that are taken out.
Where are we now in the battle against ovarian cancer?
Not very far. Not in early detection at all. That's the problem. There's no early detection. Even after several years of research, they still can't come up with the biomarker that can give you that early detection. What saved me was my persistence in being checked and getting that insisting on the pelvic ultrasound and my blood tests.
Is it because it's so expensive, Sharon, that you have to fight to get it?
No.
It's not a cost.
No, it's not a cost issue at all. It's an issue of being told you're either not old enough or maybe some insurances won't cover it. I seriously doubt that. They did cover mine. I think it's based, a lot of it's on age, which it's not, that's not a good idea because there's babies actually born with ovarian cancer.
Babies?
A baby in Australia was born with ovarian cancer 12 years ago. She's now the poster child for ovarian cancer over there.
Have at-risk groups been identified? Like with MS, I'm told it's white women between the ages of 20 and 40.
There is an at-risk group, yes. Uh-huh.
Do we know what that at-risk
Jewish,
group is?
Jewish women, African-American women. Yeah, there is.
Are the higher risk for ovarian cancer?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Any particular age group?
They generally say around 50, 55 years old. but I don't agree because of the research that I've done. That is a good general area, but I'm reading about women that are dying 18, 23, 33. Think of Gilda Radner, the age she died. She was diagnosed in her late 30s, died in her early 40s. So it's... See, this is where I come up against a problem, is if a doctor would say, well, you're not quite old enough for this, so we're not going to give you this exam, and these symptoms you're having are probably applying to something else. That's when a woman has to become her own advocate and fight.
But that's the confusing part to me. If it's not an issue of cost, then why does a doctor care if you want the tests?
I have no idea.
That's a strange part.
That's a strange. That, to me, that's strange also.
Because I understand, like with an MRI, well, that's expensive. So you don't do an MRI unless you really think there's something there. But if cost isn't an issue here, then why
I think with our new healthcare system, it is becoming an issue. But I believe if you insist on these tests, that you will get them.
Sharon Lee, what's your website, please?
www.ovariancancer-detection.com.
Let's do this. Let's go to California Headline News and find out what's happening around the state. Tom will have a traffic update for us, and we'll continue our conversation with Sharon. We'll talk a little bit more about the golf tournament. We've got some free golf passes to give away. I get my dowling fingers ready. Also about the serious issue of ovarian cancer. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. Stick around. Bundle and save with three great services from Charter. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER, and get the Charter bundle today. It is 4:35 on the Central Coast. Welcome back to News Talk 920 KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. We got a Tom Matson. He is in the McCarthy Traffic Center. He's got the latest in time saver traffic and weather together. Tom.
Thank you, David. We just talked thanks to our listeners and found out that so-called traffic hazard on Highway 101 South was a trash can along the side of the road. Nothing rich, important. Highway Patrol's been out, got it off the road, and it's all clear. As far as the weather is concerned, it is going to be just another beautiful day, just like today. Tomorrow, mid-70s, lows tonight in the mid-50s. That's Time Saver Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by McCarthy's. Before you sell or trade in your vehicle, see why you get more for your car at McCarthy's. McCarthy's, love what you drive, David.
All right, Tom, thank you. Still to come on this broadcast, John Berger looks at the vote in Greece. And also the new report out that shows that the net household worth of this country has dropped in recent years by as much as 35%. How are things at your house? Let's compare notes. Tom joins us during the 6 o'clock hour in studio for last call. Whatever's on your mind, we'll take your phone calls. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Sharon Lee back on this broadcast. She is an ovarian cancer survivor. It has changed her life, and now she has a nonprofit and she has a golf tournament. What made you want to actually start the nonprofit, Sharon? I mean, there are a lot of people who survive cancer, but not everybody goes out and starts up a nonprofit.
To save lives. That's the main purpose, was to try to save women's lives.
Well, we have the American Cancer Society. We have other cancer societies.
That's not directed completely at ovarian cancer, though. That's at several cancers. I am focused on ovarian cancer because of the lack of early detection.
All right. Is that the only reason?
That's the reason. I want to save women's lives. We have 90 women daily in the United States diagnosed with ovarian cancer. 50 women daily die.
But what about your desire to make sure that you raise money that went directly to cancer and not administrative costs?
Oh, I have a real issue with that. I want to make sure.
That's why you're here, to talk about real issues.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay.
I have an
issue.
Now
we're even.
Yeah.
Now we're even. Okay.
Right. We got Dave back on track now. He's not upset.
Dave is here. Sharon's here.
It is, like I said, to Cedars-Sinai Hospital because of the fact that I want all of those funds to find this biomarker, this one simple test that is going to take to say, okay, I can save your life. You're not going to have to die from this. You do not have a 5-year span here where you're going to live in a life that is not a quality lifestyle, but one that you're going to get out, you're going to play with your kids, you're going to get to enjoy your husband and the rest of your life.
And so you don't take any of the money?
No, I don't.
100% goes to Cedars-Sinai?
Absolutely.
All right. So there's no administrative costs as there might be with some other organizations.
I have volunteers. They're all volunteers. And that's the same as myself. And I have been financially supporting this organization, and I'm not taking any money out of it.
As far as I know, Sharon, you're the only organization on the Central Coast devoted to ovarian cancer research.
Yes, it is. I am the only one for the research, not for resources, but for research.
Right. So, like, you don't offer a support group or anything like that?
No, I will recommend some, but I don't offer one. No.
Were you in a support group when you were battling ovarian cancer?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Is there a reason why? Just not in your nature?
No, there was a good reason why. It's because I'm a very strong born-again Christian, and I have a prayer group that was praying for me the entire time. That's who I depended on.
So in a way, you had a support group.
In that sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to them crying.
You can't do this alone.
No, the average person does not want to do this alone. No, you do need to talk to people. In my case, I like I said, I had my own personal prayer group, but I do feel that other women can use these support groups are good for other women, definitely.
Yeah. But back on your point, you said you want to be one of those people running and crying. It's okay. It's okay if you run and cry.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
You spent a lot of time crying, right? Like, why did this happen to me? What did I do? I lived a great, clean life. For me personally, I didn't smoke and drink. I worked out all the time. It was hard to take when the doctor told me that. I really had that moment of, are you talking to me? I'm healthy. It can't be me.
Forgive the question, but did it make you question your faith?
No. No, not at all.
Mm. This happens.
These
to
things
you.
Happen. Mm. These things happen, right.
Mm. Let's remind folks about the golf tournament. What's happening?
Okay, this is really great. We have, do you mind if I talk about some of what we're giving away?
Sure.
Oh, great.
Okay. Whatever it takes to get people to sign up for the golf tournament.
Whatever it takes. We have some wonderful gifts from the local merchants. We are giving a $100 gift certificate to the Pro Shop at Monarch Dunes for the longest drive, a $100 gift certificate for Accuracy Drive, and any hole-in-one on the course, a $100 gift certificate for that. Now, Santa Maria BMW is offering a $500 closest to the pin gift certificate to be spent at the Monarch Dunes Pro Shop also.
I think if I got a hole-in-one, I'd want that $500 gift certificate.
Is it closest to the pin?
I know, but if I got a hole-in-one.
You got a hole-in-one?
Isn't that more impressive? I don't know.
Yeah, but then you only get $100.
Yeah.
A hole-in-one's hard to get. Mm-hmm. From what I'm told.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get.
I only play miniature golf, so I don't know.
He's a big golfer. And then we also have literally 800 golf balls donated by Cedars-Sinai Hospital. So we're going to be passing golf balls out right and left. David's got that blank look on his face again. Golfers love these golf balls.
I don't golf. I golf once a year. Every Thanksgiving, my wife and I go to Catalina. And the day after, we play miniature golf at Avalon. That's my whole golfing experience. I live 5 minutes away from the place in Santa Maria I've never been.
Yeah, you're a big-time golfer.
Yeah.
I can see that one.
Yeah, hey, I'm letting you hear. You're here.
Yeah.
I believe in the cause. All right, so how am I going to sign up for this golf tournament, which is coming up when, Sharon?
June 29th.
All right, so it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
And you still need more golfers.
I need more golfers, and I wanted to know if I could thank the businesses that are helping us.
Sure.
Major sponsor, First California Bank. They have been our major sponsor. We have Ventana Grill, Splash Cafe, Wolfgang Puck.
Wolfgang Puck?
Yes.
How do you know Wolfgang Puck?
Well, personally, I don't. Okay. I wish I did.
He's dropping his name.
No, I got a nice gift from him.
Throw Mitt Romney in there, too, you know? He's not going to know?
I don't know him either. I can throw his name out there. Yeah, we're buddies.
Okay.
So, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. So, Broadway Jewelers, Rabobank, and Burdine's Printing. So there's several of the local merchants that are supporting.
So is this easy to put together a golf tournament? Is it easy to go out and ask people for support?
No. It's been a challenge, and my committee has committed full time for the last 2 years to get the support that we need. So, like I said, I have an absolutely wonderful committee that's been helping me from the very beginning. So,
Sharon Lee on this broadcast, she's looking for golfers to come and golf on behalf of ovarian cancer research. All the money raised goes to Cedar Sinai, and looks like you've got some great things, gifts and things like that. It's all going to be good. Also, you're donating to this show. What are these that we're giving away here?
Two free passes to play golf and with a cart.
At Monarch Dunes. You know, Tom, I think we can mail these.
What do you mean mail?
We'll mail these.
Well, okay.
As opposed to them coming in.
Oh, right.
We'll just mail. Pop it in the mail.
Okay.
That's the kind of people we are.
Oh, you're,
but let's make
you're
them,
a nice group of people.
Let's do it separately. Let's do it separately. How would you like, is 18 holes?
18 holes with a cart.
Shows you what I know. How would you like to play? I hear the course is really nice.
Oh, it's a beautiful course.
Okay. How would you like 18 holes of golf? 18 rounds. Hello. Something about her. 2 years in a row now.
He has a problem interviewing me.
I don't know what it is about you. 18 holes of golf at Monarch Dunes, complimentary green fee, and cart. On the old course. And the only restriction is that this expires at the end of the year. So you have to use it sometime this year. We'll pay. We'll mail it to you. But you got to be caller number 8-543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. How would you like 18 holes of golf free at that wonderful course at Monarch Dunes? We even throw in the cart for you. And look at this, look at this, look at this, look at the phone.
All right, I think you have some golfers coming in there.
Well, you got, we already had Father's Day.
We don't want to forget about that.
Father's
donated
Day.
By the Sharon Lee Ovarian Cancer Organization.
Whose website is?
www.ovariancancer-detection.com.
But I'm amazed by the Sharon, you yourself have yet to pick up the golf club.
My husband had some made for me, and they're in the garage. But I'm gonna take them out.
Maybe you should auction those off.
Yeah, I probably should.
All right.
Antiques.
Here's winner number one. Guy's in Avila on KVEC. Hey, Guy.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I was just talking with one of my coworkers today and asking him if he knew you. And they were very nice, said that their friends knew you and that you were a great person. I said, I'd like to have a beer with that guy one of these days.
Not going to happen.
Or root beer.
Did they also say what a great interviewer he is?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, they sound like he has a great sense of humor. So yeah. It's just a coincidence I turned on your show today, and now I'm a winner. So I said good things about you, and it came to fruition.
Guy, have you ever played golf at Monarch Dunes?
I haven't. I've seen the course, but, yeah, it was out of my budget. I really appreciate it. I'll take somebody special out with me.
All right. Well, it's just good for you. So hang on. Tom will take your information, and we will mail this to Guy. So get an address, please. He sounds like trouble. And stick around because we're going to do it again once Tom is done with Guy. Sharon Lee on this broadcast, and we're talking a little bit about ovarian cancer. She's an ovarian cancer survivor. So, I mean, your health is good. You're fine. You're out of the clear.
I'm in great shape.
Yeah. All right.
For the shape I'm in, I'm in great shape.
You're great. Okay. But to give back, you have organized this golf tournament to raise money for research for ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And the date is?
June 29th.
It's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You
need golfers. 8 o'clock registration or sign-in is 8 o'clock in the morning, and tee-off is 10.
All sorts of prizes.
All sorts of prizes. A great dinner afterwards in the beautiful banquet room at Trilogy.
Oh, isn't that a fantastic room?
Oh, it's beautiful. Right. Yeah, it's great. I was very impressed with it.
So you do everything high-end?
We were trying for that one this year. That's for darn sure. We were looking for that one, right.
All right, Tom, here we go. We got one last. And, again, these are being donated by Sharon, so we appreciate her doing this. 18 holes of golf and the golf cart at Trilogy, but you have to use it by the end of the year, and you've got to be caller number 9, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. On the hunt for caller number 9, looking for somebody who hasn't won anything from us in the last 30 days, and preferably somebody who wants to go play golf at one of the great golf courses in the county, Monarch Dunes, down there in the Mesa. You also get the cart. Well, go out and walk. Enjoy the day. Have fun. Now, what do you do during the golf tournament? What's your role since you don't golf? What are you going to be doing?
Let me think. I am going to walk around and try and look good.
Well, now, here we go. We're going to go all the way up to Creston for our second winner. Don's on KVEC. Hey, Don.
Hey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
How are you?
Really enjoy your show, and I'm happy to win this.
Thank you. Aren't I the best interview viewer you've ever heard? Don't I just
yes,
ask the
are,
best
actually.
Questions?
I listen to you every day. You know, I'm doing my gardening, and there you are.
Okay. We're just playing with you. Don, have you ever played golf at Monarch Dunes?
No, I never have, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
What's your favorite course in the county?
You know, I can't tell you that I even play golf. But I'm looking forward to learning.
So you don't even play golf?
No, I've done it a few times in my life, but this sounds like a good adventure, and I'm really going to enjoy this.
All right, so if we send you the guest certificate, you will go use it.
Okay, I will definitely use it. Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Father's Day present to somebody delayed.
Yeah.
Hmm? No. I mean, I'm looking forward to this. This is really cool, and I think this is neat.
All right, Don. He won fair and square. He's going. Tom, take the address. We'll mail it to him. Now I don't feel so bad. The guy won. He doesn't play golf. Maybe I should go with him.
Yeah.
And I could get a guy who wants to have a beer with me. We could have a threesome.
There you
and
go.
And we play. We'd be kicked off the course by the fifth hole.
Well, you could ride together, too.
I want to get on a golf cart with those two guys. Let's take a break. We'll come back for a final segment with Sharon Lee. This is News Talk 920 KVEC Hometown Radio. We're in our final segment with Sharon Lee. We're talking a little bit about the fact that she's an ovarian cancer survivor and how that life-changing event led her to find and set up an organization devoted to ovarian cancer research, and she funds that primarily through the golf tournament. That is the primary source, right, Sharon?
Yes, it is for now.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the golf tournament is very important. But if I don't play golf, but I want to make a donation, how might I do that?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to take your money.
Would that be through your website?
You can go through the website, or mail directly to me at P.O. Box 865, Pismo Beach. Do not remember the zip code.
Then let's just go through your website.
Okay.
Can I donate it on your website?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
PayPal.
Just don't confuse her.
Okay. Yeah, don't confuse me.
If you do, I'll
I'm easily confused.
I also want to hit again on the statistics and remind people what's at stake here with ovarian cancer.
Okay. This statistic, now what we're talking about is just in the United States. We don't have worldwide statistics. Okay, so that would be about 90 women a day diagnosed with ovarian cancer. 50 women a day will die from ovarian cancer. That's pretty strong.
90 are diagnosed. 50 will die.
And 51 will die. Right. 75% of the women that are diagnosed with ovarian cancer die.
Because
it's diagnosed too late.
Yeah. Remind folks again of the three, four.
I'm going to give you a couple of things.
Okay.
Okay. Pelvic ultrasound, CA125 blood test, and the pelvic exam. Those are the three tests. That's what saved my life, with those three tests. You can never take one without the other two. You can get a misreading on a couple of these tests.
But you were saved by your sister. If your sister had not gotten it, you would not have gotten this stuff.
If she hadn't advised me of it.
Yeah.
Right. This was, yeah. If she hadn't advised me of the exams, right. Absolutely.
So here there are these women and hopefully these spouses listening to you, Sharon. So talk directly to them. What's the message?
I want the men to listen to this, because when a woman is diagnosed with ovarian cancer, this affects everybody in your family. Your husband becomes a caregiver. Your wife could possibly be dying right before your eyes. Your children, your mother, your grandchildren, your granddaughters. That you need to know the stats, and you need to insist that your wife gets these tests. And if she comes home and says, my gynecologist says I don't need them, then he needs to take the stand as a husband and say, I want you to have these tests, and I want you to insist on them.
Tests again are?
Pelvic ultrasound, CA-125 blood test, and a pelvic exam. Not the pap smear. It's different.
Is it on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so people can go to your website and
yes.
get this specific information.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
Also, let's remind them about the golf tournament, because this is how you raise money for ovarian cancer research.
Right, golf tournament, June 29th, Monarch Dunes. And that would be 8 a.m. Starting time, tea time, 10 o'clock in the morning. We will be having dinner at about 4:30 in the afternoon in the Trilogy Room, and that's when all the fun begins.
It's going to be a full day.
It's going to be a full day.
$150 gets you on the green.
Yes.
But all the money goes to Cedars-Sinai.
Yes. Well, not all of the $150, because we're going to have to pay Monarch Dunes
yeah.
just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, but all, any money raised from that will be going for that research.
And yes. that goes for the research.
Yes.
So it's very important that people come out and support.
Yes.
Or if you don't golf, you can't make it, but you want to do it, you can go to the website, which is?
You can sponsor at www.ovariancancer-detection.com.
Final thoughts, Sharon Lee.
My final thoughts are, I am hoping that I can get a lot more golfers. We're doing pretty well as we stand right now, but I'm hoping for a full 36 teams. Right now we have about 22.
And so we're getting close.
We're getting close, uh-huh. We just need more, and what's surprising me right now is most of the people playing, like 99%, are men. And it's an ovarian cancer issue.
Right, so men come out and play golf.
Men love to play golf, but I'd love to see some women out there, women's teams.
I think you should auction off those old golf clubs of yours.
I think I might have to.
Tom?
Just a quick question. You keep talking about teams. Is this going to be best ball
yes.
type tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because people need to understand that. Thank you.
He's a golfer now.
He's on everything.
He's on everything.
He does
right.
everything.
Right. That's good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank
Here
you.
Here we go. News. Jeff Berger up next. John Berger, too. Stick around.